Chapter 13. The Decline of Established Political Parties and the Rise of UKIP. There has been a long and gradual decline in the British people's faith in established political parties. This trend has complex reasons, but perhaps one of the most fundamental changes has been that people are no longer deferential towards power. In Britain's old caste-based society, people were expected to know their place in the social class hierarchy and defer to those with higher status and authority. But the class system is changing, and the powerful are no longer automatically regarded with respect. Indeed, it is more the case that people feel that politicians no longer represent anybody but themselves. In the past generation, a class of professional politicians has arisen. These are people like the current Prime Minister David Cameron and the former Prime Minister Tony Blair, who joined a political party at university and worked for that political party until becoming politicians. They have never held ordinary jobs. As such, they are often felt to be out of touch with the concerns of ordinary people. This lack of a connection between mainstream political parties and British citizens in general can be seen in steadily falling membership numbers for both Labour and Conservative parties. In response to this lack of enthusiasm for the mainstream political parties of old, a number of so-called single-issue groups have arisen trying to tap into the public's concern over specific political problems, such as the Green Party, which has the environment as its main priority. One such group that has become increasingly successful over the past 5 or so years is the United Kingdom Independence Party, UKIP. Although it is trying to present itself as a mainstream party that actually seeks power, UKIP is, for the time being, essentially a single-issue party. They wish to assert control of the borders of the UK. UKIP's main concern is over what it sees as excessive immigration into the UK. It blames successive governments for allowing uncontrolled immigration, which it says has altered British society in a variety of ways it does not like. UKIP is unsympathetic to multiculturalism. It decries the seeming lack of a unified British identity that has, it is claimed, been the result of Britain's failed multicultural experiment. It looks to the past when it sees a romanticised image of a Britain that was sure of its place in the world and dreams of taking Britain back to those days. In its worst expressions, this can sound like a racist appeal for an England for the English. At best, it smells of rank nostalgia. Particularly at fault for this lack of control over immigration, according to UKIP, is Britain's membership of the European Union. Since the Maastricht Treaty of 1992, EU citizens have been able to live and work freely in any of the member countries. Since relatively poor countries of the former Soviet bloc joined the EU in 2004, Britain has seen a large number of immigrants from places such as Poland. The government is powerless to limit the number of immigrants from EU member states because of its treaty agreements with the European Union. Therefore, in order to regain control of the country's borders, UKIP claims it is necessary for the UK to leave the EU. Many of the opinions expressed by UKIP would have been considered far-right-wing populist nonsense by most British people only a few years ago. However, recent growing public concern about immigration and a campaign of misrepresentation of the true state of immigration into the UK in certain sections of the British media, such as the Daily Mail, a widely read tabloid newspaper, has given UKIP a rapid rise in support. The professional political class used to treat UKIP as a fringe group supported by a few right-wing loonies. But the UKIP leader, Nigel Farage, has skillfully created an image for himself as a man of the people who talks about the problems ordinary people want to talk about, but that the old political parties are afraid to address. He likes to be photographed drinking pints of British beer in pubs, smoking cigarettes. He takes pleasure in ridiculing the political correctness of established politicians who are afraid to address immigration, he claims, because they are afraid of being called racists. Such is Farage's media presence that David Cameron, fearing that right-wing supporters of his Conservative Party will be attracted by the rhetoric of UKIP, has been pressured into promising a referendum on British membership of the EU if he wins the next general election due in 2015. The public is in quite an anti-Europe mood at the moment. There are strong feelings that Britain's membership of the EU places too many limits on Britain's independence. Combined with concerns over immigration, there is quite a strong possibility that the British would vote to leave the EU in any such referendum. If Britain did leave, it would be a momentous decision with long-term effects on the future of British society. However, if Britain is to remain part of this great European project, then politicians who believe in the benefits to the UK of EU membership have to do a much better job of countering the arguments of UKIP and their Little Englander supporters.